92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It's Conklin's Corner. A few minutes with Grand Haven's American Legion. Charles A. Conklin, Post 28. It's brought to you by Seniors Helping Seniors. Learn more at shslakeshore.com.
Attention veterans, Seniors Helping Seniors Lakeshore is looking for active, compassionate, and caring veterans to be companion caregivers for senior veterans who want to remain in their homes and could use some additional assistance. We want you. Earn extra income while giving back to those comrades in need. Contact Seniors Helping Seniors Lakeshore at www.shslakeshore.com or call us at 616-669-6925. And thank you for your service.
All right. Welcome to Conklin's Corner in the WGHN studio. Commander Walt Peterson, how are you?
Good, Mary Ellen. How are you this morning?
I'm well. I know that you guys have a service where you can find out if there's any veterans in the area that need to be plowed. You guys will help them out, won't you?
If they give our service officer a call, we can point them in a direction. But we actually use one particular guy. We got a new plow jockey this year, and we did interview and get bids from three different organizations, and we grabbed the best one that we can, and I can't say who it is.
That's all right.
They do a great job for
us. That's nice, though, that vets in town, if they do need some help, they can call.
Sure.
There's somebody at the Legion. There's that direct contact person. Okay. So last night you had the Legion Executive Committee. That was a meeting at 7.
Yes.
Okay. And tonight, it's Chops Meatloaf from
Chops
5 to
meatloaf.
7. What's in that meatloaf? See, this is why you need a cookbook.
They don't let me know
they won't
all
tell
of these
you?
Details.
Does it have like a savory sauce with it?
There is a gravy with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will tell you this, that the daughters of Chops, mm-hmm. who the meatloaf is named after, who originated the recipe.
Yeah.
I am planning on bringing in one morning.
Yay! That's awesome. That's exciting.
Becky and Michelle.
Wonderful. Well, I'll meet Becky and Michelle. All right.
Yes.
So from 5 to 7, it's Chops Meatloaf, and the auxiliary is putting that on. And then on Thursday, the 22nd, you're going to have a dealer's practice for Vegas night. There'll be DJ musical bingo. That's really popular,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
From 6 to 8.
A lot of people have been enjoying that.
Yeah.
And Jamal does a great job.
Awesome. And then on the 23rd, Friday, 5:30 to 7:30, it's burgers, which are always yummy. And then on the 24th from 4 to 10, it's Vegas night, and it's
Vegas
open to the
night.
Public.
Big, huge event at the Legion every year.
A big fundraiser, right?
A big fundraiser, and all of the proceeds from Vegas night will be going to Heal the Hero.
Mm-hmm. What is Heal the Hero?
We spoke about that last time I was in.
That's right. Yep.
And Heal the Hero, begun by Dan Jarvis, and I can't remember his buddy's name, but it's an incredible organization, and it reaches out to all first responders, law enforcement officers, veterans who have gone through things that they're having a rough time dealing with. And it's an incredible program. HealTheHero.org is its website.
Yep, I'm on it right now.
Anybody who knows someone who needs help, assistance in that typical fashion, that they should look into it. Incredible, incredible organization and incredible program.
Lou Schwartz, I think, is the founder. Is that the guy you were thinking of? Lou Schwartz is the founder.
No.
No, it's not?
No. Dan Jarvis is the founder of Heal the Hero.
All right,
and
Heal
I can't remember his partner's name.
Adam. Now, is this a local chapter of Heal the Hero?
It is actually nationwide.
Nationwide. Awesome. Wonderful. Wonderful. So how many people do you think you're going to get for Vegas night? Does it ever get like so packed that people are like your Studio 54 and people are waiting at the door to get in?
We typically are at, if not very close to capacity.
Really?
It is. It's a big event. It's a big event. The parking lot is completely jammed. The parking spills over into Butch's Beach Burritos mm-hmm. area there. Mm-hmm. That's open to us during the winter months. And we will be jammed.
Awesome. That's exciting. And we'll talk about next week, but there's a 3 p.m. cookie exchange on the 29th, which
yes.
I thought was so awesome that the Legion was like, let's do a cookie exchange after the holidays, which is pretty cool. I think they have everyone signed up for that already, but we can talk about that a little bit more next week. So how are you handling the cold and the snow? Are you staying safe?
I'm staying safe. I get out and about. I grew up upstate New York, where the weather that we are experiencing here in 2 to 3 days will be the same where I grew up upstate New York, about 100 or so miles north of Manhattan. And I learned how to drive in a rear-wheel drive car.
That's the worst.
Snow, and it just doesn't bother me.
There you go.
If you can't take it, you got to move.
You do. You do got to move. Well, I've learned so much about the Legion. I had a chance to talk about you guys at the chamber meeting that I went to previously about, what it is we do and the segments that we have and how we let our local community tell their stories. And Conklin's Corner is a way for you to tell the story of what's happening there.
Thank you very much, Mary Ellen.
It's a beautiful thing. This has been Conklin's Corner. A few minutes with Grand Haven's American Legion, Charles A. Conklin, Post 28. Proudly brought to you by Seniors Helping Seniors. Visit shslakeshore.com to learn more.